Good evening. What I'd like to discuss this evening is lessons learned. The class that we're having on how to study the Bible emphasizes using common sense when we study the Bible. And that got me to thinking. I don't use common sense that much, but it got me to thinking, why don't I use common sense? Why don't we all use common sense at times? Common sense tells us that we need to learn from our mistakes. How many mistakes have we made over and over again? My previous career, I worked in a highly regulated, process-driven environment. And one of the processes that we had was called lessons learned or operating experience. And the process was anything, any significant event that happened throughout the industry, they would be screened, and then we would receive the details of that event, and then we would review it to ensure we didn't have that same event. That makes sense, right? Well, let's think about life. We can see readily that the process happens every day like that. How many times have you heard, don't touch that wire, it'll hurt you? Someone's gotten hurt by touching that wire. Look out going down that road. There's a state trooper just over the crest of that hill. Generally, that state trooper has caught someone speeding. And my favorite one that I heard over and over again is, how many times do I have to tell you, son? Over and over again. Well, when we look at religion in the world today, can we say that we learn from experience? We normally hear something like, well, the Bible is outdated. Society has changed. The direction is not applicable today. However, we know by what's written, God has not changed. We read in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So the same God that we serve today is the same God that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. We learn, we are to learn from previous experience. Hebrews 13:7 says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. And we also read in Romans 15:4 that for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we might, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. So we're to learn from what's written before. So, in conclusion, what are the consequences of not learning from previous experience? Well, of course, repeating the same event, right? Sometimes the consequences are more dire than others. Acts 17, verses 30 through 31 says, truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of these to all by raising him from the dead. So, how many times do we have to be told? How many times have we been told that we need to trust God and obey God? Tonight, we spoke about lessons learned. If you're with us this evening, you've had one more chance. We've had one more chance. And if you'd like to take advantage of that chance, of that opportunity, rather, please come as we stand and sing.